For all my women out there, I just want you to know that you are a boss. Women have to be at the table for technology and innovation. And if not, we'll simply create our own. Don't feel like you shouldn't be a part of the tech space just because there aren't many women in the room. That's exactly why we need you to be there. Girl, don't forget to rep your set in these tech spaces, aka rep your culture. You are the face of technology and the face of the future. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Women in Tech Podcast with your favorite host, me, Ariana. For those of you, it's your first time tuning into the podcast. Thank you so much for clicking and listening to the Women in Tech Podcast with Ariana. Wherever it is that you listen to podcasts, don't forget to hit that subscribe button. We appreciate you and all your awesome reviews. We're getting a lot of good reviews, guys, like a bunch of 5 stars. So that means y'all really like me, and I need y'all to continue to literally like me. Okay, it's a lot of y'all listening, and so I'm gonna need y'all to hit subscribe and make sure you hit the favorite button. 5 stars, guys. 5 stars. So you guys, for those of you, it's your first time tuning in, listening, you know, this podcast is all about talking about the latest news in technology, hearing stories from guests and founders from all around the world, you know, just being inspired to be in technology. But beyond that, guys, what makes us super different is that we are super passionate about making sure that you guys have tangible resources that can help you get to the next level. So whether it's you're building an idea, you want to learn how to code, or, you know, maybe if you've been coding for 20 years and you're like, hey, I want to jump into a new career or start my own company, we want to make sure that we're covering those topics here on this podcast specifically for you. And so, you know, there are a lot of podcasts that are out here that are motivational and encouraging, but at the end of the day, when it's hard at home and you're starting that business, or you're, you know, you're transferring to the corporate world and you're trying to figure out how to navigate as a woman or as a woman of color in the world, we need tangible resources that are going to actually help push us forward. And so that's what this podcast is all about. So we talk about, you know, conferences you should attend. You know, we'll have VCs and angels come on and talk about their funds so that way you can get access to their funding programs, and, you know, and just so many other tangible resources that you'll actually be able to use, from business pitch competitions. You know, a couple of episodes ago, I talked about a $100,000 opportunity for a woman to apply for their startup, right? So I just want to make sure that you guys have opportunity to get to that next level. Today, guys, this week is opportunity week. So that's where, again, like where we're talking about those tangible resources. And today's opportunity is on behalf of Serena Williams, the greatest athlete in the world. Now, she didn't sponsor this podcast episode, but you know, that's my sis from another miss. And so we gonna make sure that we plug her program in. But yeah, Serena has partnered with Bumble. They are a dating app, and they've created a fund for female founders of color and those in underrepresented groups. And so Bumble was founded by a woman whose name is Whitney Wolf Hurd back in 2014, with a mission to help advance gender equality by allowing women to feel empowered to make the first move in dating. She developed an app called Bumble. And so Bumble has partnered with William Williams, and they have started the Bumble Fund, which began in 2018 with a mission to build a bigger table in the world of venture capital, investing early stage and focusing primarily on businesses founded and led by women of color and other represented groups. Bumble Fund, they are looking for companies with founders who are underrepresented in the venture capital ecosystem. So one, they're looking to fund early stage companies. So that basically means companies who are looking to raise a seed funding or Series A. And so for those of you who don't know, seed money or seed funding or seed capital is funding from an investor that invests capital in a startup in exchange for an equity stake in the company. But typically it's the first amount of money a startup gets for their, you know, for their company. So it's considered seed funding. And then Series A is a step up from seed funding. So essentially it's that next step after you get that seed round. You know, you raise your seed round, invest it into the company, get some return, and then you go on to the next round and you go in front of investors and say, hey, you know, I raised this much in my seed round. Now I'm ready to go to Series A. This is how much I'm looking for to get to this X amount. And so, you know, they are looking for companies who are solving a problem that disproportionately affects women. So if you're a company and you're solving a problem that disproportionately affects women and that a lot of women can relate to, they are looking for you. Another thing to know about this fund is that the average check size that they're giving out is about $25,000 to $50,000, with flexibility depending on the need of the business. So all of that is important. They have Bumbles. They just launched last year, but they've invested in some really phenomenal companies. And one of them, one of the most prominent ones, is Beautycon, founded by Moj Mahadra. And so Beautycon is the world's most in-demand, influential, I'm sure y'all have heard of it, and diverse beauty experience, uniting a global community of thought leaders, creators, fans, and brands. And so every year, I believe it's in California, and they get together. It's just this beauty conference where there's all these beauty companies that get together and they talk about their products. You know, they're showcasing products. They have big brands there, like Crayon Case, the Lip Bar, you know, I mean, all the big ones, you know, Sephora, everyone is there who's anyone, Kylie Cosmetics, all this awesome stuff. And so Beautycon is an example of one of the companies that the Bumble Fund gave capital to. And what's cool about this fund, guys, is that it's an ongoing fund with no deadline. So feel free to apply now. I have a link to it immediately below. You guys can access that opportunity and look at the requirements. Yeah, so the average check size that they're looking to give out is $25,000 to $50,000. This is a great opportunity, guys. And if you are not interested, and maybe you don't have a startup, but you can forward this to someone else who, you know, is a friend or has an idea that is, you know, helping to change the lives of women on a global scale. So, and it doesn't say, I didn't see anywhere where it says that you had to be in the United States to apply for this fund. It looks like there are women from all over who have previously won. And so make sure that you, if you're in a different country, because, you know, we're in 8 countries, not just people in the United States. So if you're in a different country, you should apply for this fund too. This could be applicable to you and your business and your ideas. And again, there's no deadline on it, which makes it even better. So yeah, guys, go ahead and apply today. I got the link immediately below. Go ahead and click that, read up on it. And then maybe for some of the apps, I know that there isn't a link below. So if there's not, go to wallwaytech.com/resources and you will see this opportunity, and the title is Bumble Fund. It'll be at the top, so you'll be able to see it. And go ahead and click that link to learn more about those resources. I have it all there on wallwaytech.com/resources. That's my website where, you know, I have all my podcast information and stuff about the guests and definitely stuff about the resources. So go ahead and click that information below. And if you guys are interested in being on the show, you know, you can shoot me an email at ariana@wallwaytech.com. If you like to interview or there's someone that you think be interested in being on the show, I think I just mistakenly cursed. And so we're actually going to keep that in the recording because I think that's hilarious. Like, why would I do that in the middle of closing out the episode in the last couple seconds? This is natural. Y'all know me. I'm going to just be real. And that was an accident. Okay. So if I curse and I made my mama mad, I'm sorry, mom. And my grandma listened to, well, no, my grandma, she don't even have a smartphone, so she ain't listening. But my mom, my dad probably listened. So I'm sorry, mom. That wasn't intentional. It just came out. So if you're interested in being on the show, shoot me an email, ariana@wallwaytech.com. Email me. Let me know if there's something you want me to talk about. Maybe, you know, some, you know, we're coming towards the end of this series of this podcast, but, you know, we'll be back with new episodes in January. And so, yeah, if you know, there's somebody you want me to have on the show or something you want to talk about, shoot me an email. I'd love to hear from you guys. Or even if it's just feedback and you just want to say, hey, Ariana, I think you're phenomenal and the best podcast in the world, you can email me that too. That would be awesome. I love hearing from you guys and taking your suggestions. And yeah, so thank you to all of our listeners who make this possible. We literally could not do this without your support. And yeah, Ariana signing out. I'll talk to you guys next week.